Anyone who's gone grocery shopping at Market Basket knows the slogan.
So you always get more for your dollar.
But who exactly might be offering those purported savings may be about to change. This week, the company's board of directors meets to decide the fate of its CEO, Arthur T. Demoulas. The Demoulas family has run Market Basket for decades and has been feuding over the company for nearly as long. To sort the situation out, we turn to Dave Solomon, who covers business for the New Hampshire Union Leader. Hi, Dave.
Hey.
What makes this dispute especially hard to follow is that one of the people leading the charge against CEO Arthur Demoulas is also named Arthur Demoulas.
Yes, we have essentially a power struggle between Arthur T. Demoulas, the incumbent president, and Arthur S. Demoulas, a powerful director, owner, their cousin. Their fathers were brothers. George Demoulas, who died in 1971, and his brother, Telemachus, or Mike Demoulas, who died in 2003. An element of distrust has existed between the two factions for years that's manifest in various lawsuits. And this one centers around a very critical factor, who will be the CEO of the company.
Typically, you hear of a call for a management shakeup when a company isn't doing so well, and that's not the case here.
Well, the George Demoulas faction claims that the management of Arthur T. Demoulas has actually cost the company millions of dollars through ill-advised spending, which they claim centers around nepotistic contracts that he's given to his own wife and in-laws in terms of services and products for the company, and the profit-sharing plan, which they claim has cost the company $46 million. They also claim that shareholders have not been given a proper distribution of the company's profits in the form of dividends and are demanding significant payout in dividends to shareholders, which are, of course, them.
You mentioned the profit-sharing plan, and that involves Market Basket employees. What have they been saying about all of this?
Nobody's done any scientific survey, but the emails we've been getting, the fact that employees were out at several of the grocery stores in support of Arthur T. as the incumbent CEO, collecting signatures on a petition in his support, they feel very happy working at the company. They think the working conditions are great. The company culture is great. They say it's growing with new stores opening to much fanfare. It's opening the new stores without leveraging any debt. It's financing them with existing profits. And that this all comes down to excessive greed on the side of the one faction, whose position I explained earlier. They are quite vocal in support of the incumbent management in the form of these petition drives that have taken place in front of the stores and are very active online and on social media.
And is any of that activity likely to sway the board?
Well, blood is thicker than water, so certainly the family members who've been engaged in this fight for almost 30 years now are not likely to be swayed. But there are three new board members who are at issue. They came in as part of the George Demoulas faction, and that's why the vote is considered very likely to result in the departure of Arthur T. Demoulas. The other side has been trying to avoid the meeting, and why it finally took appeal to a Superior Court judge to issue an order that the meeting had to take place as required by the company's bylaws. But there's no telling how this extensive publicity that the company has received might influence their vote.
Well, Dave Solomon of the Union Leader, thanks as always.
Thank you.